Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Please make sure that you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. Find somewhere that is safe for you to sit and to meditate. A safe place means a place where you can close your eyes. And even though you won't lose consciousness, you'll go beyond your thoughts. And this will bring you to a deep state of relaxation. So of course, don't meditate while you're driving or operating any kind of dangerous machinery. If you need to turn your phone on flight mode, this is the moment to do so. Relax as we settle down. No matter what happened before, if this is the first thing you do, then put your dreams behind you, your night, your sleepiness maybe. And if you're meditating during the day, everything that happened before, just let it go. Also, let go of your expectations for this meditation. Let go of yearnings for outcomes, as this will only create more thoughts. And as we aim to transcend these thoughts, it will simply be counterproductive. And so tell yourself, whatever happens here, happens here. If I go deep, great. If I don't, that's also okay. Don't project yourself in the future. Take your time. Be present here and now. Experience the core of who you are. Noticing that you are an expression of nature. This meditation will be in two parts. Make sure that you stay until the end, as the second part is just as important, if not more. So first we'll do a meditation for transcendence using a sound, a vibration, and then we will do a contemplation. So I will share a thought or an idea or a quote, and we will contemplate on that. Maybe journal about it, write in the comments about it if you want to engage in conversation with our little meditation group. And so, sitting nice and comfortably, you don't have to sit in any kind of fancy positions for these meditations. If you would like to sit on a chair on the edge of your bed, that is perfectly fine. And of course, if you do want to sit in a lotus position or on your knees, on the floor, on a yoga mat, on a yoga block, on the bolster. It's really up to you. The only important thing is that you're nice and straight, available for this experience. And of course, sitting with dignity. Sitting as the most natural version of who you are, in balance. Finding your center of gravity below you. Sitting on those two sit bones. And maybe you'll want to lean forward, backwards, left and right, so that gradually you find the balance and you're able to sit with minimal effort, reducing all muscular tensions. Don't try to control your breath. Don't try to control your thoughts. Put your hands to the heart as we will dedicate this session before we start. You can put them in a praying position or hands flat on the chest, whatever feels more natural, more comfortable to you. Deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude and appreciation towards that person. And now visualize, feel, imagine that person receiving your love, your dedication. And note how that feels like in your heart. I will now start the vibration that will be our meditation object, containing those binaural beats for a bit of extra goodness. But what is important is not really the sound, it is your perception of the sound and the process of using these sounds to keep your mind focused and as effortlessly as possible, remaining that way for the entirety of the session. And so when you start hearing the sound, very gently put your attention, your focus on that sound and keep it there. When thoughts come into your mind, don't try to eliminate the thoughts, don't judge the thoughts. This is just creating more thoughts. If we want to go beyond the thoughts, we notice them gently. And as we do, we bring our focus back to the sound as gently and effortlessly as possible. At the end of the meditation, I will fade out the sound and the sound will disappear. And I would like you to let it resonate in your mind for an extra minute. Keep it alive. Reproduce it. Gently and as effortlessly as possible. let go of the vibration, the meditation is over. Congratulations for taking the time for yourself. And go to your body, notice what it's feeling now. Notice what it wants to do, if it wants to move, if it wants to wiggle, stretch, if you need to smile, whatever is natural. Do not force anything. Do not do anything because you think you should. Do it because you must, or don't do it because you must not. And before I leave you, I would like to read a little quote by Chuang Tzu, which lived in ancient China sometime after Lao Tzu, the person that presumably wrote the Tao Te Ching. And he says, "The purpose of a fish trap is to catch fish, and when the fish are caught, the trap is forgotten. The purpose of words is to convey ideas. When the ideas are grasped, the words are forgotten. Where can I find a man who has forgotten the words so that I can talk to him?" End of quote. I really like this quote. I would like you to maybe listen to it again if you want. You can rewind this and think about that concept of words, that concept of ideas. And what does he mean by, "Where can I find a man who has forgotten the word so that I can talk to him?" Chuang Tzu is full of humor. Humor creates laugh. Laugh is a, doesn't come to your mind. Laughter goes right in your guts, right? It's a reaction that is so natural and so spontaneous. It is often compared to Satori, when you have the realization after talking to your teacher. So think about this quote today, journal about it if you want. I also post these quotes on Instagram, so if you want to have a look there, you can save them and contemplate on them later. And if you want, you can also journal about it through the day. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the Premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.